Them to be no end of it for Niamh Connell, say, going for more glory tomorrow when you take on St. Junan's in the under 21 final.
Another big game for us. It's been a long year for a lot of the lads, and it's been a lot of effort, a lot of work. But it'll be a great way to finish the year now, seeing as we had such a good year in the club, and we're hoping to push on and maybe get the victory. But it's not going to be easy. I think it's a very strong women's team. We didn't get a lot of looking at them because obviously with the senior thing going on so long and that, and our games were run off late and quick, you know, so we're looking forward to it at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
We're in good enough shape now.
Yeah, you probably, the one advantage you have is, and I know obviously there may be a difficulty, or has there been a difficulty getting the senior guys that were, because you have quite a few of those in your starting 15, obviously, back on track this week.
Well, we trained Tuesday night, and obviously the lads came, you know, they were disappointed, obviously, after Sunday. It didn't go as well as they wanted. But we trained on Tuesday, and on Thursday, one of the other, it was one of the first lads down, and trained very well, you know. And we have a couple of lads away, like Big Kieran Gallery and Jack, but they had done their own bit of training as well on Tuesday night. So, to be fair to them, they got the head down, and I think they're looking forward to the game as well, because after a bad defeat, they got the best thing you can get at a game as soon as you can, just to get... It helps you get over the disappointment of losing the final.
Yeah, of course, Jack McKelvey, Owen McGettigan and Kevin Kieran Gallagher are the players you mentioned, but you've got others as well from the senior squad.
We have with Nathan Byrne. He's carrying a bit of a knock with his knee. He's having trouble with that knee all year. We've Owen Doherty's there, Sean Rothy's there. We've a lot of good young lads, Shane McDevitt, and they're in good shape in fairness. So, you know, they've learnt a lot this year from that senior set-up, and... We've a couple of good young lads we've integrated into the squad as well. We probably have a gap between minor and 21-year-olds, you know. So it's a funny kind of a team where you have a lot of the older lads and then younger lads and very little in between. But in fairness, the young lads have really pushed it on as well, because we needed them to, with a lot of seniors missing all year. And like most training sessions, we still have 18, 19 players without the senior lads. So it's been a good competition for us this year.
Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, you had the seniors, most of the senior lads for all your games, even though they were actually in between your senior club player championship games. So and road tested, I suppose, as well against Dunlow and Kittybegs.
Oh, two tough games in fairness. Dunlow were very good there. And Dunlow, they're hard physical, you know, it's a hard physical game on tough conditions. And then we come up against Kittybegs, who are kind of very dynamic kind of a team. They ran at us hard, got through for a couple of goals, and you know, caused us a lot of problems. And as you know, we were 8 points down with 10 minutes to go. And they didn't really pose a threat, but I thought our lads responded very well and came back hard. And I think our fitness got us over the line in the end up against Kittybegs. So we've had two big tests and we've come through the both of them. So we're hoping that will stand us in good stead for Sunday now against Unions.
And the fact as well that you've been playing games, like Unions have had a while to wait as well. I know they have a very strong team with six or seven of their seniors in their lineup.
It's been contrasting for both teams. I suppose they're in the final a good few weeks and they're waiting on us. The only the advantages that they have is that they've had full training sessions, I'm sure, you know, where they've had everybody at weekends and they can work on specific things that they want to work on. But in contrast to us, then, we've had no training session where we've had every player available because of lads been away, and then obviously with the senior setup. Now, I know we've probably had tougher games in the last few weeks than they've had, but I still think their preparation's still not bad. You know, they know exactly what they have. You know, they know exactly what they're doing in terms of, you know, tactics, kick-out, things like that. We're kind of playing on chance now, because we haven't had that intense time to work on specifics, you know.
Yeah, they've been getting great rave reviews, obviously, by the fact is that they have so many of their senior team that ran your senior team to a point and could have easily beaten you and been in an Ulster final themselves last weekend. But Jim Clark, the manager, who was joint manager with Park Ryan, was quick to remind me that 3 years ago the two sides met in the minor championship final and you won.
Well, a lot changes in 3 years, to be fair, you know, and I suppose, like, we lost a couple of players from that team, you know, a couple of lads who were county minors, and it's taken the younger lads coming through. So you can't really look at, like, in 3 years, a long time in sport, you know. So we're not looking at 3 years ago at all. We're just looking towards Sunday, and they obviously have a lot of senior players. They have a very good forward division. They've got the two O'Donnells and young McAniff and players like that, you know, that are going to be very dangerous and hard to watch. So, like, what happened before will have no bearing on what's going to happen on Sunday. We're just going in. We know exactly how we want to play. We know how we're going to set up, and we're just going, hopefully it's going to be good enough to get over the line.
There's been a great buzz and a great sense of positivity around the club in the last month, or since this championship started, really. But certainly since the final win over county final win over Gweedore, and I know you had the disappointment of last week, but you know, an atmosphere like that can a rising tide can lift a lot of boats.
Oh, it's been brilliant. Really, it's kicked off kind of against you in the semi-final of the county championship, and the lads put on a great performance, and it just built from that. And in the last month or so, it's been excellent. It's lovely, a lovely atmosphere about the place. Like even last Sunday, before the lads headed away for the Ulster final, there must have been like maybe over 150, 200 people wishing them off on the Comp Ray there, you know. So like everybody's got really got behind the club this year. There's a great club in Tempe's, and that's been a super year, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's been well managed from top to bottom. From within the club and with the management team and the seniors and that, you know, and it just shows you what can be done when everybody pulls together, you know, in a wee club.
Yeah, it's been a few years since you won the under 21, and I suppose the current senior team, by and large, and certainly that first championship senior winning team, was by and large built on great success at minor and under 21 level.
Aye, well, we hadn't won an under 21, I think our first one was around 7 or 8, it was 7 or 8, you know, so we were relatively new to under 21s as well, but then we had a great success for a few years. I think we must have won 4 or 5 in the next 7 or 8 years, but that's dried up now in the last while, so we'd love to get the win on Sunday, and we want to, I've been saying that to the lads, we want to push 2 or 3 lads straight into that senior setup next year, you know, to enhance that team again, because every year you need 2 or 3 players coming through. And if they're coming through on the back of an under 21 championship success, they'll be in great shape. You know, to cause the lads on that team big problems for their place.
As we said at the outset, St. Junan's obviously the favourites, but at all levels, I suppose Neve Connor are the one club that have a good championship track record against them, especially in finals.
Yeah, well, a final's a unique day. You know, form goes out the window, odds go out the window, favourites tags go out the window, as we've seen last week with the Ulster final. A final's a final, and it's there to be won. And, like, there's a whole load of different things that can happen on a day, and we're just hoping that we're on the right side of certain things at times, you know, and we just hope we get the victory.